Thank you for joining me again today. It's good to have you here. As a follow-up to our study on what God means when he commands repentance in the Bible, picking up on a question I was asked, the answer to which I think will be of benefit to you. This is especially true if you are Catholic and or if you were heavily influenced by Catholic Church doctrine, teaching, and theology. I want to give you the question again and then get us right into the Bible. We started to wrestle with the question last time. Here it is. Are repentance and penance the same thing? Are repentance and penance the same thing? Or we could ask it this way. Does having a repentant attitude towards our sin mean the same thing as being penitential or having a penitent heart? And the answer biblically is no. Now, somebody might say, well, I looked up the definition of penitent or penance on my online dictionary, and the dictionary uses the words repent and repentance to define penance and penitent. Oh, yes, I know. But in this ministry, I am not concerned with what the dictionary says. I want to know what the Bible says. And as we discuss the difference now between repentance, which is very biblical, as we have already seen, and doing penance, which is not biblical, we're talking about the differences between biblical Christianity and Roman Catholicism. There is a difference. So let's see this right in the Bible. And for that, listen to the Gospel of Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. Just before I read it, let me tell you that here, Jesus is speaking and he is addressing the matter of how we should think about human catastrophes. And this is, once again, as always, a passage I'd like to spend more time on, but we need to keep moving. So focus with me on what Jesus says to those around him in verse 3. This is Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Luke 13:3, and highlight in your mind that word repent. I'll repeat what Jesus says. I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. That is, if any person does not repent of sin, then that person is not going to heaven when he or she dies, but rather to perish, borrowing the word of Jesus, in what Jesus will later describe to be hell. So this is incredibly serious. I want you to notice a couple of things about the word repent. First, get this on your mind. Jesus is once again telling people to repent. Repentance is a consistent theme of Jesus' teaching and preaching from day one of his public ministry, as we already learned, until the end, his ascension into heaven following his resurrection. He is forever telling us through the word of God to repent and believe the gospel of God. So if you believe Jesus, then you believe in repentance. But you do not believe in doing penance, because Jesus never taught to do penance. P-E-N-A-N-C-E, penance. Second, this word repent in Luke 13:3 is not the translation Roman Catholics give it. The Catholic Church teaches Luke 13:3 to say, quote, "The Lord has said, except ye do penance, you shall all likewise perish." So repent has been changed to do penance. How confusing to my Catholic friends. But if you were with us last week, then you know that in the Greek language, the original language of the New Testament, this word in Luke 13:3 is metanaeo, and it means to repent, to change one's mind about sin. There's a big difference between the Catholic concept of doing penance and the Bible's act of repentance. Penance is not what Jesus taught. Repentance is what Jesus commanded. But Luke 13:3 is not the only example I have for you. Let's go further ahead in our Bibles to the book of Acts. And when you get to Acts, put a finger in chapter 2, or make a mental note of this if you're commuting. Let me read Acts chapter 2 and verse 38 in a moment, but I'll first say the context of this chapter, Acts chapter 2, is the Apostle Peter's lengthy sermon that stretches from Acts 2 verse 14 all the way over to Acts 2, verse 40. You should read it sometime. It's a great sermon. And listen now to what Peter tells his listeners in verse 38. This is Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. Peter said to them, "Repent, and each one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Notice Peter's opening word, repent. The Apostle Peter preaches like Jesus the Christ and like John the Baptist. Who taught Peter how to preach? Jesus did. Have you been to seminary? Well, how would you like to have had Jesus as your professor on preaching? He starts, repent. He's calling the Jews within the sound of his voice to change their minds about the sin of rejecting Christ as the Messiah and turn from their evil and to return to God by faith in Jesus Christ. And again, in the Greek, the word here is the same word that we have had before, and it means repent. Say it together with me, repent. However, the Roman Catholic Church has again changed the translation of this passage. Acts 2, verse 38, has been changed to read, "Do penance and be baptized, every one of you." Rome says, "Do penance and be baptized, every one of you." Well, there's a big difference between the Catholic concept of doing penance and the Bible's act of repentance. Penance is not what Jesus taught. Repentance is what Jesus commanded. And it is no wonder our Catholic friends and family members are confused. Anytime anyone changes the word of God, it is stunning what people can believe. And believe about the most important matters, such as what it means to repent of our sins before holy and righteous God. No church, no matter how big and powerful and influential it might be, can take the Hebrew, Greek, and Aramaic words of the Bible and make them mean whatever they want them to mean. If you change the word, you change the meaning. And if you change the meaning, then you can no longer have what God said. God said. And if you no longer have what God said, then you can no longer know who God is, because God reveals himself through his word. Metanoeo, eo, means to repent, period. It does not mean do penance. Doing penance is not biblical. You cannot find anything about doing penance in the Bible. Not unless, of course, you change the meaning of this Greek word. And if you are just joining us and are wondering, well, when will he tell us what it means to repent? How do I repent then if I follow what the Bible says and repent rather than do what the Catholic priest says and do penance? What then do I do? If you are asking this, then that means you have not been here for the last 2 weeks, because we have already talked in depth about the meaning of repentance and how to be repentant before God. But no problem. Just go back and get the free God Is podcast and download and listen to the last 10 podcasts. Information on how to download that is coming right up. Having said that, I do want to say this. One of the major implications for Roman Catholics who accept their church's teaching that these texts say do penance instead of repent is this. The sacrament of penance must be followed by any good Catholic in order to have mortal sin removed, and therefore to regain what they call sanctifying grace. And one of the major implications is that they wind up feeling a great deal of guilt over sin. But there is no change of life. There is no change of mind regarding sin, and therefore change of behavior, conduct. And this then makes the ritual of penance perpetual. Catholics are always needing to go to confession and do penance. It is a terrifying experience in which to live, because one is never really sure if you have done enough to please God, if you have been penitent enough. All Catholics I know always feel very guilty. And meanwhile, you just keep on sinning. So how is it that one can truly be set free from sin? Friends, the answer to that question is repentance. When we repent, we are set free from our sin. Now, do not misunderstand me. When I say that, I do not mean that Bible-believing Christians never sin. No, We will sin until the very moment of our death. We're only made perfect by God in our resurrection bodies. As long as we inhabit this mortal flesh, we will be sinners. However, by taking repentance seriously, the Holy Spirit living within us gives us God's power over sin, such that it really does lose its hold on us. As Christ sanctifies us, as we grow into spiritual maturity, as we confess and repent of our sins continually, as often as we sin, we repent, then we do move further and further towards God and further away from our sinful lifestyle. The pattern of our lives grows towards holiness and away from evil. So the trajectory of life, or the pattern of life, in repentance is one that moves towards God and away from evil. Now you might argue, hold on there, Swallow. I know a lot of people who claim to be Christians, and they're still the same dirty, rotten sinners they once were. I do not see them overcoming their sin. Yes, okay. You know why? It is because they do not repent. They do not repent of the sin in their emotions, minds, and wills. They are not sorrowful for sin and grieved. They do not turn from evil and return to God, and they do not change their minds about sin. These Christians to whom you refer must repent. And believe me, I know the church needs repentance today. Oh, we need it. I pray the Lord of the church will call his church to repentance, and we will hear his call and obey his voice. We keep being told we need this, that, and the other thing in our churches. Forget all that. What we most need is to repent of our sins before the living and before the holy God. I hope this answers my listeners' questions. You should feel free to send me your questions, and I am willing to deal with them on future broadcasts and podcasts, particularly when I think that the answer to your questions will benefit all of the listeners. And join me again tomorrow. We're going to continue to learn about Jesus, and we'll see what Jesus teaches us about who God is.